Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, distinguished colleague. Since this is the first time I take the floor under your presidency, let me congratulate you for your assumption as the president of the Conference on Disarmament. Just 3 days ago, on June 28, Iran commemorated the anniversary of the chemical weapons attacks on Sardar City and the National Day of Fight Against Chemical and Biological Weapons. I just wanted to have some words about this horrifying event that dramatically affected the fight against weapons of mass destruction. Mr. President, on 22 September 1980, the Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein waged a full-scale military aggression against Iran that raged for 8 long years. Among many atrocities unleashed by Saddam's regime was the frequent use of chemical weapons against Iranian soldiers and civilians alike, not to mention the chemical attacks on Iraqi courts as a method of collective punishment. On 28 June 1987, Sardasht, a small city in northwest of Iran, came under severe chemical attacks. The Iraqi fighters just dropped 7 bombs in 2 separate runs, 2 bombs in a market, 2 bombs in a residential district, and 3 bombs in nearby gardens. The bombs contained mustard gas and severe and nerve agents. Close to 70% of the city's estimated 12,000 population were fatally hurt in the bombing, with 110 immediate deaths and more than 8,000 people wounded. The brutal bombing, a flagrant case of war crime, turned Sardasht into a traumatized town. Those wounds remain unhealed up to now. Today, the survivors of those poison gas attacks live an extremely painful life, suffering varied physical and mental health problems. Out of a population of 20,000, 25% are experiencing civilian illness as a result of those chemical attacks. Considered as the first city in the world to have been attacked with chemical weapons, Sardasht was not the only victim of Saddam's chemical warfare. 35 years after the horrific atrocity, the survivors continue to live with their unending pain and suffering. However, the heartbreaking struggle to overcome their pain is badly undermined by unilateral sanctions that have deprived them access to life-saving medicines and medication. Despite all the odds, the survivors continue to fight for international recognition of the horrific massacre. The residents of Sardasht deem it the moral responsibility to persist in their request for raising awareness about the horrors of chemical weapons and for seeking justice. Mr. President, it is important to note that technical know-how to produce chemical weapons, chemical materials, and equipment for producing chemical weapons, as well as the financial assistance were provided to Saddam regime by some Western companies and some national Western countries with the consent and green light of the government. Mr. President, the tragic large-scale use of chemical weapons against Iran during the 1980s, particularly the chemical attacks on 28 June 1987, that just as I mentioned 3 days ago, we commemorated, horrified the international community and created a historical momentum at the international level to accelerate the efforts which finally led to negotiation and concluding the Chemical Weapon Convention that globally and comprehensively established a legal norm against the chemical weapons. Mr. President, all who have fallen victim to gross violation of humanitarian law deserve to be memorialized. Memorialization in this case required those states that provided Saddam regime with necessary material and logistical support, enabling it to produce and use those weapons to be held to account. Mr. President, Iran is the victim of chemical weapons in the contemporary history, condemns the use of the inhuman weapon at any time, by anyone, and under any circumstances. to uphold the global norm against chemical and biological weapons, the universalization of CWC and BWC is essential, and it is equally important the international community to remain united in condemning their use and preserve the BWC and CWC effectiveness, integrity, and credibility. Ridding the world of such WMD is a collective responsibility. In this regard, Iran will continue supporting all genuine international efforts to fulfill its responsibility. Let me conclude, Mr. President, to reiterate on the Iran's principled position against weapons of mass destruction. The Islamic Republic of Iran is committed to this end and decisively, along with other peace-loving nations, will follow the code of WMD free world. I thank you, Mr. President.